الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين وعلى إمام النبيين وعلى إمام المتقين وعلى إمام المجاهدين سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في قرآنه اللذيذ بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان ايمانا احتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقال ايضا من قام رمضان ایمانا احتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه او کما قال علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام My dear respected elders and brothers, اللہ جل شانہ و تعالی had created us for a purpose. As long as we understand the purpose of our creation, as long as we understand why we have been sent into this world, and when we start working towards our goal, the purpose of our creation, that Allah says, your qabr, you will be pleased, and in the akhirah you will be happy. In Islam, everything has a purpose. For example, the 5 times prayers, we pray subah, we pray luhar, we pray asr, we pray maghrib, we do pray Isha. This has a purpose. The purpose of the prayer that has given to us, Allah says in the Quran, Inna salat tanha anil fakhshai wal munkar. The salah that you perform 5 times a day, it will restrict you or refrain you from committing great evil sins and wicked deeds. So this is the purpose of our salah. If our salah has not stopped us from committing great sins, if our salah has not us, it has not stopped us from doing wicked things, then we have not prayed according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in accordance with the commandment of Allah jalla shanuhu. We take saum, the fasting. What is the purpose of fasting in the month of Ramadan? Allah says in the Quran, kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba alal ladina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. We have prescribed the fasting, the saum upon you, as we have prescribed it the people before you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you may gain piety. You may become pious. You will become a person who will fear Allah. We take zakat. The purpose of the zakat is to purify your heart and to purify your wealth. Whatever the wealth that you have saved, whatever the wealth that you have earned, zakat purifies it and zakat purifies your heart. Who take Hajj? What is the purpose of Hajj? Hazrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hajjul Mamroor Laysa lahul jaza'u illa al-jannah. If you perform Hajj according to the commandment of Allah and in accordance with the life of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that Hajj, it carries the way that it will take you to Jannah. Not any place other than Jannah. So if everything has a purpose in our life, in Sharia, every aspect carries a purpose, then what is the purpose of our life on the surface of the earth? Allah clearly states the purpose of the life on the surface of the earth of a human being is to satisfy Allah, to gain the pleasure of Allah. It is our sole duty to cultivate the pleasure of Allah so that Allah will please us in this world as well as here. Allah mentions this in the finished Quran. He says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. We have given you death and life to test who is the best in good deed among you. So this is the purpose of our life. Hazrat Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent 13 years of his nubuwa for people to understand and to tame their hearts so that they will accept the commandments of Allah and they will take up the lifestyle of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we go into the Makkan life of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see only mujahadatun nafs, that Hazrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent the whole 13 years to tame the hearts of Sahaba in order to accept the commandment of Allah. In order to accept the commandment of Allah. The 10 years of Madani life, the time that was spent 10 years in Medina, there all the rules and regulations were revealed. My dear respected elders and brothers, the Sahaba were able to tame their heart that the heart would accept the commandment of Allah and the life of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today what we have failed to do is that we have not tamed our hearts to accept the commandment of Allah and to accept the life of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we fast, of course. Today we pray, of course. We do give away the zakat. We do perform Hajj, but still our hearts are not accepted, it is not tame to accept the commandment of Allah. For example, if a person thinks that today I am fasting 18 hours a day, so it would be much better if it is like in winter, if I can only fast about 10 hours or 12 hours, it would be rather better. If a person thinks in that manner, that his heart is not tamed to accept the commandment of Allah. The single thought, it shows that he is not ready to accept the commandment of Allah. But it was not in the case of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Their hearts were tamed and practiced, so if a commandment of Allah comes, they are ready to take it up, bring it into practice and to convey the message. My dear respected elders and brothers, this is a very crucial area where we have failed to train ourselves. We do pray five times a day. But how do we pray? Does this prayer has served its purpose? Or it has brought us from one place to another? My dear respected elders and brothers, our hearts have not been trained to accept the commandment of Allah or the life of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another example. We know that wearing our clothes or having our trousers below our ankle is a great sin. It's a great sin. There are 14 hadith which is narrated in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif and Baihaqi saying that Ma asfala min al-ka'bayn finna. Whoever wears his clothes below the ankle, he will end up in hellfire. My respected elders and brothers, it's a simple example where we can see whether our hearts have been trained to accept the commandment of Allah and the life of Rasul Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or we are just living as a namesake Muslim. Today everything has changed. We talk about Allah and Rasul. We talk about the commandment of Allah and Rasul. We talk about the lifestyle of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We even oblige ourselves that I am trying to accept and adopt the life of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But still for all, we have failed to do it. Because our hearts are not accepting it. Our hearts have been failed to accept it. Today what the Yahudis and Nasranis want to do, what they are doing to us, my dear respected elders and brothers, they are taking away the taqwa from us. The fear for Allah, the piety of Allah, they are taking it away from us. Day by day they are taking it away from us. Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, He says in the Quran, وَلَنْ تَرْلَىٰ أَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَىٰ حَتَّىٰ تَتَّبِيَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. These Yahudis and the Nasaras will not accept you. They will not accept you unless you practice their view. Unless you practice and you become like them. Today they have strived to make us like them and they have succeeded. They have succeeded in their attempt, their effort, and they have made us like them. What is their millah? Their millah is, you stay religious, you go on a Sunday to the church, you go, you worship, you wait there for 10 or 15 minutes, and you come out. Once you come out of the church, the life in the church is different and the life out of the church is different. How do you take care of your parents? You go on a Mother's Day, have a flower bouquet on your hand, have some chocolates, go to your mother who was in the elderly house, give her the bouquet of flowers and then give her the chocolate and say, Mother, I love you so much. It ends there. Once you walk out of that place, you don't even know who is your mother. What happens to your father? You go on a Father's Day, you go to your father, you take some sweets and you say, I have come to show my love towards you, my father. You are my father, I still remember you as my father. So you go to the father, you say, I love you. The day ends and you forget your father. So it will be the next year when the same day comes, you remember your father. Either he is living or if he is dead, you don't know. You have paid the funeral parlor to take care of the funeral and it is gone. The same way the Yahudis and Nasaras want us to be. And they have succeeded in that. When the month of Ramadan comes, we become very pious. How we have become very pious? It is a switch off for your TV. It is a switch off for your music. It is a switch off for your girlfriend and boyfriend relationship. It is a switch off for your riba. It is a switch off for your liquor. It is a switch off for your life. You switch off everything temporarily. For 30 long days, saying that I am going to become pious, I am going to practice my Islam. Very good. They say, yes, we want Muslims like you. What happens on the festival day? The TV which was switched off, it has been switched on. Before you come to the masjid for the Eid prayer, you look at the TV, you look at everything, and then you come to the masjid. Before you come to the masjid, you listen to the latest song that has been released. You listen to the music, and with that music you come to the masjid. My dear respected elders and brothers, this is the thing that they want us to do. So they have succeeded today. So during the month of Ramadan, no sins being committed. Subhanallah. If someone tries to say something, they will say no. No backbiting today. No, not in the month of Ramadan. Sorry. Please, I am not going to listen to you. But after Ramadan, yes, what was he doing? That you are trying to say something on the month of Ramadan? I just said no. What was it? You dig the dead and you take it out. My dear respected elders and brothers, this is the Islam they want us to practice. And mashallah, today we are practicing it. And if someone wants to be like what he was doing in the Ramadan, what he was taught and what he was practicing in Ramadan, if he wants to be in the rest of the 11 months, they give a different label for that man. If it is only in the month of Ramadan, yes, of course. If it is only in the Jummah day, yes, of course. If it is only 5 times prayer, then that is also 2 minutes. They say you are a moderate Muslim. You are the Muslim the society needs today. You are the Muslim the society needs today. So he is a moderate Muslim. He is good, mashallah. But if you try to be the rest of the 11 months, you try to be like in the month of Ramadan, they give you a different name, they say you are an extremist Muslim. They say you are an extremist Muslim. Why? Because you are given off lying, you are given off backbiting, you don't intermingle as girlfriend and boyfriend anymore. What is the life that you are living? You are wasting your life. You are wasting your time. It is the time that you enjoy yourself and you are refraining from enjoying yourself. So you have become an extremist and you try to bring others also into extremism. My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala has clearly told us that they are not going to accept you. They are not going to accept you as long as you accept the commandment of Allah and you practice the life of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected elders and brothers, our trousers have gone below our ankles. But what has happened to our trousers above it? Today we don't understand what is our aura. If someone has worn a torn jean, then we are wearing it. We are not bothered about it. We walk half naked on the road. We think that is the trend today. That is the trend today. We are happy that people could see our underwear, our trousers is below our back. And we are happy, that is the trend, this is the trend. This is the breeze that goes today. This is how we have to live today. My dear respected elders and brothers, this is what they want from us. But Allah says, we have given you, we have prescribed you the sound as we have prescribed the ummah before you, that you may gain piety. So Allah does not want us to be pious in the month of Ramadan only. He wants us to be pious the rest of the 11 months to come. Rest of the 11 months to come. So if we can be pious in the rest of the 11 months as we have been pious in the month of Ramadan, then definitely we are going to cultivate the pleasure of Allah. Definitely we are going to cultivate the pleasure of Allah. My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah says in the Quran, كُلُّمْ وَعَدْنَاهُمْ حُسْنَى. The all the Sahabas who were with Rasul Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, I will send them to Jannah. They will end up in Jannah. We know the story of Ma'izul Aslami who committed adultery. Ma'izul Aslami committed adultery and came to Rasul Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulallah, inni zanaitu. Hazrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned his face away. Again he came from the other side and said, Ya Rasulallah, inni zanaitu. Ya Allah, I have committed adultery, I have committed zina. Hazrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La'allaka kabbaltaha. No, you wouldn't have committed zina. You think that you have committed zina, but you would have kissed her. He was reasoning out every time he said that I have committed zina. Finally he came to Rasul Karim sallallahu and said, Wallahi ya Rasulallah inni zanaitu. I swear upon the Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and mine, and I say that I have committed zina. Hazrat Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said then, your punishment is to be stoned to death. Your punishment is stoned to death. The Sahaba was asked to stone him to death. He was stoned to death. My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah says in the Quran, along with this Ma'izul Aslamin, He says, Radiallahu anhum waradu an. This Ma'izul Aslamin was pleased with us. That is why he committed adultery, and his heart was tamed in a such a way, he was ready to accept the commandment of Allah. Oh Allah, I am not ready to take the punishment that you are going to give me in the hereafter. I am ready to take the punishment that you have prescribed upon me in this world. He took it over. Allah says that he will end up in Jannah. Subhanallah. My dear respected elders and brothers, where do we stand today? Where do we stand today? Our hearts are ready to accept the commandment of Allah. Are we ready to accept and adopt the lifestyle of Rasul Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or we are just acting as we are trying to adopt the life of Rasul Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? My dear respected elders and brothers, if we were to cultivate the pleasure of Allah, to gain the pleasure of Allah in our life, we have to tame our heart in order to accept the commandment and the life of Rasul Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is our sole duty that we see to it that we also tame our hearts, and we tame the hearts of our family, my wife, my children. They all should be trained to accept the commandment of Allah and the life of Rasul Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear respected elders and brothers, this month of Ramadan is given to us solemnly to tame our hearts, to accept the commandment of Allah and the life of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, if we are fasting 18 hours a day, what does it show? We are putting ourselves into great difficulty. There are people who can't be in thirst and hunger for 18 hours. There are people who will be sick and ill. But still, we want to put ourselves in front of Allah and say, Ya Allah, this is your sacred month of Ramadan and I am ready to sacrifice whatever it takes to cultivate the pleasure and to become a pious man in the month of Ramadan. We are training ourselves, my dear brothers. Allah has given us this ni'mah. We think about the long day. What about the short night? We have forgotten about the short night. We are thinking about the long day. Hazrat Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in the month of Ramadan, during the night of the month of Ramadan, there is a time where the slave of Allah will ask whatever he needs in the life of dunya and in the life of akhirah, that Allah will grant him whatever he asks. My dear respected elders and brothers, if it is like in winter, just imagine, we will have to work out the night for 10 hours, 11 hours in order to get this time. But with a long daytime, Allah has given a ni'mat upon us that He has made the night very short, that you finish your taraweeh, it is the time of tahajjud, you finish your tahajjud, it is the time of sahari, you finish your sahari, it is the time of subah, the fajr. Just imagine, my dear brothers. Allah has given us all the opportunities to find that time during the night. You take your hands, you put your hands up in front of Allah and say, Ya Allah, forgive my sins, Allah will definitely forgive you. There is no doubt here. There is a waqia which happened at the time of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was the Amir al-Mu'mineen at that time. In Medina, there was a person who used to sing. We all know that after Islam, the music and singing has been prohibited. So he used to use the music and sing. He had a good voice, a very pretty voice, so he used to sing for the people. So he used to do this very low profile. He didn't come into the public. He always had private areas where he could go. He could use his music and sing. As he got older, the tone in the voice has been gone and he could not sing anymore. And slowly, slowly the hunger and the thirst started to catch him up. One day he thought, this is my last. I'm not going to last anymore in this world. He went to Jannatul Baqi. He sat on a corner and he raised his hands and said, Ya Allah, I have heard that people have stopped listening to me because I have lost my voice. But I have heard that you listen to everyone at any time. Ya Allah, with all my difficulties, I am putting my hands in front of you and you know what is the situation I am going through. So please help me. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asleep in the masjid, Masjidun Nabawi. Hazrat Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in his dream and said, Hey Umar, what are you doing? A person under your rule is in hunger and thirst. Why don't you go and help him? It is the order of Allah. Why don't you go and help him? Hazrat Umar got up, he ran here and there, and finally he went to the Baqi and saw a very old man seated on the corner, and he has kept his hands raised and asking dua in front of Allah. So So as soon as he saw Hazrat Umar running towards him, he got up and started running, because that was the normal procedure whenever anyone sees Umar. Because when they see him, they get feared, they get scared. So Hazrat Umar said, "Stop, don't run. I didn't come for you, I was being sent to you." So the man stopped, came towards Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, "What is your problem? That I was told to take care of your problems." Then he asked, "Who told you to take care of my problem?" He said that I was told by Hazrat Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah has told me to take care of your problem. My dear respected elders and brothers, when he heard this, he couldn't say a word. He said, "Ya Allah, after all what I have done to you, all these days I have been disobedient to you, after all this, you still listen to me, Ya Allah." He made a sound and he fell dead. My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah's mercy is still upon us. He is still waiting to forgive our sins. He still wants to forgive our sins. Why don't we put our hands in front of him and ask the forgiveness? Say, "Allah, make me pious as I was pious in the month of Ramadan. Let me practice the same practice that I was doing in the month of Ramadan in the rest of the 11 months. Give me that tawfiq, Ya Allah." My dear respected elders and brothers, if we can do this, inshallah, definitely we are going to cultivate the pleasure of Allah. So may Allah give us the tawfiq to cultivate His pleasure and to adopt the life of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life, and give us the forgiveness in the month of Ramadan, and make us all muttaqi in the presence of Allah Jalla Shanahu wa Ta'ala. Wa ahiru da'wana alhamdulillahi wa sallam.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.